Welcome to the second Occupational Health Special Interest Group podcast. I'm your host, Chris Studebaker. The Occupational Health Special Interest Group, or OSIG, is part of the orthopedic section of the American Physical Therapy Association. It seeks to unite therapists across the country that work in the occupational health setting by sharing information, disseminating research and regulatory information, and offering a discussion forum and pertinent links to external resources. Currently, the OSIG offers the following Occupational Health Physical Therapy Practice Guidelines: Evaluating Functional Capacity, Management of the Acutely Injured Worker, Prevention and Ergonomics, Legal and Risk Management, The Physical Therapist in Occupational Health, and Advanced Work Rehabilitation. Any member of the orthopedic section may join the OSIG for free. Simply go to the orthopedic section's webpage at www.orthopt.org and click on the link for special interest groups. There you will find the OSIG tab. From there, login instructions will lead you through the process of membership. Now, before we begin this episode's topic, I want to remind everybody about this year's combined sections meeting, which will be held in Indianapolis from February 4th through 7th. As always, the OSIG will present programming. On Wednesday, February 4th, the OSIG Board of Directors meeting will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. The Clinical Practice Guideline meeting will also be held on Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. On Friday, the 6th, all members are encouraged to attend the OSIG membership meeting from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And also on Friday, there will be the course Work Rehabilitation, Does Physical Therapy Work?, which will be held from 8 to 10 a.m. Now, on to this episode's topic. Today we will discuss current research on the impact of obesity on workers' compensation claims and work-related injuries and illnesses. As many of you know, the increased incidence of obesity and diabetes has been reported to be a key component to the rise of healthcare spending in the United States during the past few decades. The trend is not just limited to private health insurance. Workers' compensation costs have also been linked to obesity and diabetes as well. This month's OSIG podcast summarizes some of the research that compares workers' compensation costs and workplace injury and injury statistics to worker overweight and obesity. Our first study is from the 2007 study by Ostby et al. From the Archives of Internal Medicine. In this article, 11,782 healthcare and university employees were evaluated to see if a relationship existed between body mass index, BMI, and workers' compensation claims, associated costs, and lost workdays. The authors reported that workers with a BMI greater than 40 were almost twice as likely to report workers' compensation claims than recommended weight employees. They also found an average cost per claim was over $51,000 versus $7,500 for the high obesity group versus the recommended weight workers. So the workers in the higher BMI category were far more likely to have a workers' compensation claim, and when they did, their cases were much more expensive. Similarly, in the 2007 study by Pollock et al. In the American Journal of Epidemiology, the authors found that obese workers were 2.1 times more likely to sustain, quote, an acute traumatic injury than their recommended weight counterparts. Interestingly, the low back was the most commonly injured body part, though the wrist, hand, and knee were also more at risk in the obese worker category than in the recommended weight worker category. In Kuehl et al.'s 2012 article from the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, the injury history of 433 firefighters were compared to their body mass index. They found that firefighters with a BMI greater than 30 were almost three times more likely to have a workers' comp injury than their regular weight counterparts. Again, the low back was more commonly reported in the obese group, as 17.6% of the obese firefighter injuries were from the low back area, compared to only 11.5% of the injured regular weight firefighters. Finally, in a 2007 article by Jansen et al. In the Journal of Obesity, the authors performed a regression analysis of over 7,600 workers to compare the impact of obesity and overweight on work-related injuries. They found that obese workers were approximately 40% more likely to suffer work-related musculoskeletal disorders. As with some of the other studies, this one found that injuries to the low back and lower extremities were more likely for the obese worker category than their recommended weight counterparts. In summary, these and many other studies have reported a correlation between obesity and work-related injuries. While many studies show equivocal links between just mild overweight and work-related injuries, these higher levels of obesity, say BMIs greater than 35 to 40, were consistently reported to have an increased correlation with injuries. As therapists become increasingly utilized in the workplace, these trends are important to consider as we help employers develop interventions for workplace wellness and prevention. Thank you for listening to the OSIG podcast. Be sure to tune in next quarter for another episode, and also be sure to visit the OSIG webpage at www.orthopt.org.